problems and trials. For we know that they help us develop endurance. Yes. When you exercise that faith, I used to tell people all the time, your faith is like a muscle. Yeah. Well, it's actually a spiritual muscle. As you work that faith, you get stronger and stronger and stronger. Uh-huh. When you become a couch potato, you become weaker and weaker and weaker. It's the same you, but you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Yeah. You're not so when the Lord allows you to go through stuff, and don't you know that sometimes really hard resistance brings really strong faith?
Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking about resistance and weightlifting. I know I don't look like I lift them, but I know something about them. At one time, I lift at them. So resistance training builds up those muscles. Am I right?
Yeah.
And so it's the same way spiritually. When God allows you or places you or sees you in an environment where you have to do a lot of resisting, a lot of bracing, a lot of struggling to hold yourself up or to keep the enemy out, that's building up spiritual muscle.
Yeah.
So that you can do what you need to do. Because check this out. You need that muscle because you don't know what's coming.
Yes.
Yes. Come on. You need that muscle because you don't know what's coming next. And you don't want to enter a battle weak.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
What verse was that? Does anybody remember? Oh, that was verse number 5:3. Let's go to Romans 5:4. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confidence and hope of salvation. So all these things help mold you and build you into what you need to be for what you have to do while you're here. You're a child. You don't know what the real life is about. Children think they know stuff. They want to come and tell you how to do stuff. And you're like, you just got here. You barely know your name. And how are you going to give me advice? You don't even know what day it is. But children think they know stuff. Are we the children of God?
Yes.
So we think we know stuff. And so we want to advise God on how what we need to go through. And Lord, I don't need to go through that. The Lord said, yes, you do. No, I don't. Wait a minute. Who's the parent? Me or you? Who made who? Did I make you or did you create me? Who put who where? Right?
Right.
Man, amen's a dying down, Pastor. I'm going to need you to back me up.
Got you.
Amen. You ain't got sense enough. You ain't been here long enough to know what's best for you. That's why you got a daddy. You didn't get here by yourself, and you're not going to make it by yourself.
Amen.
Because the Bible said, it is he that had made us and not we ourselves.
Yes.
We are his people. We are his people. He's not our people. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Yes. We need him.
Yes.
He brought us. He can keep us.
Yes.
Are we back on, Mama Nicole?
Yes.
Amen. Tell him it'll be, I'll upload it later on. Amen. Let's go to James 1:12. Come on, make it quick, because I'm sure my time has been up. Come on, I'm going to cut this out. I don't want y'all leaving me up here by myself. Yeah. Romans 5:5, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. Romans 5:5, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. Does your Bible say something like that? Does anybody Bible say something like that? I said, James,
yeah.
Y'all forgive me. My mind is running quicker than my Romans 5:5.
Okay.
Now, that's why y'all looking at me all skunk eyed. Looks like me like I lost my. I thought I said it twice. That's all right, Brother Sharon. Me and you got it. They, you know, amen, amen. We gonna let them have that one. Amen. We're going to let the mother share it. We're going to let them have that one. Okay. All right. Now, may I read it again?
Yes.
Yeah, read the correct one.
I'm going to read the right one now. And always one peanut in the gallery, ain't it? Always one. And this hope will not lead to disappointment. Does your Bible say something like that?
Yes.
For we know how dearly God loves us. Do you know that?
Yes.
He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with His love.
Amen.
It's important that you understand that He has filled our heart with His love.
Yes.
Not the love that you find down here going through the gut. But with His love, He has filled our hearts. Are y'all with me on that?
Amen.
So this walk that you're on, this God that you trust, this road that you have picked will not lead to disappointment.
Amen.
It won't.
That's good news.
That's good news.
Yes.
It will not lead to disappointment. It can't. God said it.
Amen.
Somebody go to Romans 6:1. Romans 6:1.
Amen.
Romans 6:1.
Amen.
And I think I'm going to wrap it up from here. I had some more scriptures, but I think we got it. Let me know when you're there.
Amen.
For I am not ashamed of this good news about Christ. It is the power of God at work, saving everyone who believes. The Jew first and also the Gentile.
Amen.
I am not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. I know what God said.
Yes.
I know what to expect.
Yes.
If I have to deal with inconveniences down here, that's just the way it is. Because whatever I deal with, no matter how it is, will not compare to what I get when I leave here.
Amen.
Thank you.
It just don't. I look at the inconvenience and I'm like, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Huh, isn't that something? And going about my Father's business. Now, I don't know, maybe that takes time. Maybe you got to be in it for a minute to understand and to appreciate that. Whatever it takes, you need to understand that whatever you're dealing with, I guarantee it is temporary.
Yes.
Everything will end one day.
Yes.
Everything you're dealing with will stop one day.
Amen.
Every inconvenience, every knucklehead you have to rebuke, every problem you have to look at day after day, every disappointment that slaps you in the face, every sickness, every heartache, it will one day be over.
Yes.
I promise. Because this was not meant to last.
Amen.
This world has an expiration date. And I want to be on the right side of the date. Amen.
Amen.
I'm done. Amen. Give God some praise. Amen. Are we off, Mark? Not Mark. It's Greg.
I don't know how to.
Nikki, show him how to turn it off. Amen. Hallelujah. For those of you that, while we're waiting on Pastor Nicole to come and turn the thing off, those of you, listen, I need you to understand. What you're dealing with is not greater than who's dealing with you. Whatever you have, you need to give it to God. God has the answer. If it's sickness, God can fix it. If it's your mind, God can heal it. If it's your finances, God can provide. If it's lack of hope, God can give you hope. Whatever you need, God is the answer. Don't depend on anything but God. God Himself said you will not be disappointed.
Amen.
Email us the names of your children. Email us about your dog tags. Let us know how you're doing. Become a member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Be reconciled so that God can draw you unto Himself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is that good, though? It was a little longer than I normally do, but praise the Lord. Woo-wee! I'm tired now. Pastor said you got 5 minutes. You got five, bro. You got five. Amen. Oh, sorry. I'm still going? Amen. Lord help us. Amen. Well, I thought I was over. over. And they can tell, it's not my fault they don't know what they're doing. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Abby, you might have to show them.